Truth News Network. From Shreveport to Kuala Lumpur, Washington, D.C. to Moscow, finding the truth. TNN, the Truth News Network. And Dan Newman.
Thank you, Pete. Hey, folks, doesn't he sound professional? Doesn't he really make me sound important? Well, hey, I am not important, but you certainly are. And we're talking about something very important today. Pelosi and Schumer are in the box. You'll get that meaning in just a few minutes. For the purpose of total transparency today, please know I am not a Democrat. I am not a Republican. I'm a registered other. My state is one in which independent is not a political category that is available for voter registration. I had to register as other. Honestly, in some ways, I am somewhat libertarian, in some ways Republican. And though not inclined to support any current Democrat Party policies, on certain social issues, I'm antipathetic, not leaning left and not leaning right. Whew. Now that we got that cleared up, let me make a statement to open today's offering. The Democrat Party is in deep trouble. I mean deep trouble. Its two leaders have gone totally off the reservation, that reservation on which reason resides. Nancy and Chuck are oblivious to YouTube's capability to capture actual conversations in real time that often come up years later to haunt those who said those things. Besides that, both Pelosi and Schumer still act and talk like Americans or are oblivious to all the things they say and do, and promises that they break. There has to be a reason for Congress's approval numbers hovering in the teens. They've both been really good at showing the world their foolishness. But this time, folks, it is really over the top. Nancy and Chuck sitting in a tree. Remember that old song we sang as kids? Surely by now everyone is familiar with the notification to Mexico by President Trump that unless Mexico stepped up to help take care of the flood of illegals through the U.S. border, he would impose massive tariffs on Mexican goods. In all fairness, members of Congress, and not all of those members of Congress we're talking about are Democrats, balked at the possibility of those Mexican tariffs. Concerns were primarily those of the negative impact tariffs would make on the U.S. economy. They all looked for cameras so they could pontificate about the lunacy of the tariffs and how bad implementing those would be on U.S. foreign policy. Still, Trump restated again and again he was serious and would indeed assess tariffs, and at the first level, 5% would become effective Monday, June 10th, 2019. Here was Nancy about the Trump lunacy regarding tariffs, and then here's Trump's explanation of them.
We have clarity again and again with the Mexican government over what our concerns are and how we hope to have a path to yes to get it done. But you have to have enforcement as part of the agreement, not as part of a sidebar letter or bills that we might pass in each country, part of the agreement. So we again reiterated we were going to have this meeting, and then the news came that the president had this notion that he was going to treat Mexico as an enemy. So I don't know if that means the president wants to stop the process or what, but we do, in our relationship with Mexico, want to find comprehensive immigration reform that helps address the problem, have a humanitarian assistance at the border to help meet the needs of the people coming in. And again, not to be punishing Mexico, because in punishing Mexico, we'll be punishing America as well.
Having a meeting at 3 o'clock today.
Thank you, guys. Thanks very much.
Look, Mexico has to step up, and if they don't, tariffs will go on, and if they go high, the companies are going to move back into the United States. That's all. It's very simple. The people aren't going to have to worry about paying the tax because the companies are going to move back in to the United States. There won't be any tariff.
Pelosi simply doubled down on everything she had said previously. The president explained how the tariffs process would work, and it wouldn't cost the people money. Companies with those tariffs in place in Mexico would move their plants and their people back from Mexico to the United States. Well, Pelosi couldn't do anything by herself. Not to be outdone, the Senate Minority Leader, Chuck Schumer. Chuck stepped to the microphone and he gave the world his sarcastic analysis. Here's what he said. Quote, "This is an historic night," Schumer said sarcastically in a Twitter post on Friday night. "The president has announced that he has cut a deal to greatly reduce or eliminate illegal immigration coming from Mexico and into the United States," Schumer added, quoting the president. "Now that the problem is solved, I'm sure we won't be hearing any more about it in the future." "I think the president has completely overblown what he purports to have achieved," said Schumer. "These are agreements that Mexico had already made, and in some cases, months ago," the former congressman from Texas said on ABC's This Week. "They might have accelerated the timetable, but by and large, the president achieved nothing except to jeopardize the most important trading relationship that the United States of America has." I would have played Chuck from a YouTube video, but I got to be honest with you. Listening to him speak and talk down to everybody who he speaks to and who listens to him, I couldn't take it. I can't take it. So we just gave you the quote there. A Mexican government contingent rushed to D.C. to negotiate a resolution with the U.S. State Department. Yes, they had been there before. Yes, they were trying to negotiate with the State Department. But Trump had not put this deal on the table until he announced the tariffs. The furor from the left crescendoed as the tariff implementation date got closer. Friday, June 7th, Mexico capitulated and the president announced a resolution had been reached. Expectations were that everyone in Washington would breathe easier, knowing that there would be no tariffs, and finally Mexico would take on illegal immigration on their side of the border. But Nancy and Chuck brought the glee back to ground level. They are not happy. House Speaker Pelosi slammed how President Trump handled his latest trade and immigration talks with Mexico, repeating her claim that the president throws temper tantrums. "Threats and temper tantrums are no way to negotiate foreign policy," she said, a day after the president announced he'd rescinded tariff threats to Mexico after reaching that agreement. In her statement, she took issue with Trump's relationship with Mexico and said the president's actions undermined America's preeminent leadership role in the world by threatening tariffs on a nation she described as our close friend and neighbor to the South. This is crazy, folks. This is absolutely crazy. Pelosi and Schumer don't understand how negotiation happens. You know why they don't understand how it happens? They don't do it. That's what's supposed to happen in Congress. You have a party, the Democrats, on one side. You have another party, the Republicans, on the other side. Obviously, they are both going to start in 180-degree opposites from the other party on pretty much every issue. What you're supposed to do in Congress is negotiate. Find some place in the middle. Somebody gives, the other side takes. The other side gives, then the first side takes. It's called negotiation. Nancy and Chuck don't understand it. Pelosi pledged in her statement that Congress would hold the administration accountable, quote, for its failures to address the humanitarian situation at our southern border, and said Trump had undermined both efforts in Congress to address the border and efforts with Mexico to address smuggling networks. Remember her saying that. We're going to refer back to that in just a few moments. Meanwhile, Chuck mocked Trump's boasting on the deal, and you heard what he said. Well, here's what makes my head explode. Pelosi and Schumer are the most powerful people in the Democrat Party. They supposedly represent the people. If they do, then please answer these questions for me. How do you refuse to respond to the nonstop illegal alien entries into the U.S., the massive drug cartel floods of opioids across our border, and human trafficking that is mind-boggling? Why do you, the Democrats, not take any emergency actions to stop the travesty down south? In fact, when the president responding to Dems in action has taken executive action to help ICE and Customs Border Patrol to stem the tide of illegal crossing, Democrats run to the most liberal federal court judge they can find and filed grievances against the president to stop his executive action. Why is that? Why do you flatly refuse the president's offer in early 2018 to protect those DACA recipients to provide a massive number of interim visas so illegals could remain and take steps for permanent legal status. And just so you remember, folks, here's what the president offered them in that proposal back in January of 2018. It offered up to 1.8 million DACA recipients and other in limbo immigrants legal status in exchange for doing away with chain migration and the immigration lottery used in foreign countries to determine those that would come to the U.S. for legal immigration. The president wanted to change it so that folks that wanted to immigrate here, the most worthy, the most educated, the ones that were the best for the United States, would be the ones that would come. As part of the deal, Congress would fund the building of the Southern Wall, the barrier. You know, my comment a few moments ago about negotiation, what I'm about to tell you illustrates exactly why there's a logjam in Congress on everything. Pelosi and Schumer didn't even bother to make the president a counter offer to his January 2018 offer. They just flatly said no. Meanwhile, those DACA recipients today that the Democrat Party had claimed all along as their very own, we've got you, DACA recipients, we're the party that will take care of you, they are still left out in the cold today, still with tentative immigration status, and are here in the U.S. without citizenship or any way to get it, all thanks to Nancy and Chuck. The results of their no. Listen to this. From January 2018, the day they turned down the president's office, through May of 2019, 1,354,202 illegals were apprehended at the U.S. southern border, more than any previous corresponding period in U.S. history. Now, those were the ones that were apprehended, folks. You and I both know that massive stretch of border down there that's got a bunch of river, a bunch of mountains, and doesn't have nearly enough Customs and Border Patrol and ICE agents down there, how many more slipped through that were not apprehended? 1,354,202 were discovered and apprehended. Add to that, at least $200 billion has been spent by the U.S. government since January of 2018 to process and take care of those illegals. That does not include the money spent by state and local governments or for illegals' health care. Hundreds of thousands of pounds of opioids and other drugs continue to find their way into the U.S., craftily transferred between ports of entry. Remember they said, oh, most of it's coming through the ports of entry. Well, we stopped most of it that they try to get through at the ports of entries. But when we stop them there, they come through the in-between. Thousands of children have been trafficked by the Mexican cartels. Most horrible of all is there is no way to know for certain how many Americans have paid for the Democrats' callousness in allowing this to continue. But it is certain that many paid with their health, their safety, their security, and many more paid with their lives. Crimes committed by these illegals have cost border states, counties, and cities, and those city governments tens of millions of dollars. And why? Why do Democrats following the lead of Pelosi and Schumer continue to turn their backs on legal Americans, legal immigrants, and the rule of law? Why do they allow the continuation of lawlessness and senseless deaths of Americans at the hands of illegals or as a direct result of the opioids they bring into the U.S.? I would never respond by saying that Democrats don't care about the carnage and dollars poured down the drain of illegal immigration. Certainly, though, if they really do care, they don't show it. What's their objective then? What could they possibly be hoping for? What could they be waiting for? Listen, folks, here's the way it would work. If Congress, and when I say Congress, I mean Democrats and Republicans, in the House and in the Senate separately, would get together and say, we want to fix these immigration laws. We want to create a safety net for those DACA recipients that are in a bad spot, no fault of their own. Their parents brought them in illegally. We want to close the border. We want to stop all illegal immigration. We want to enhance our legal immigration process. And so we're going to get together and look at the old laws that are bad, and we're going to change them. And if we need any new laws, we're going to pass them. Then the bills that we pass individually over in the House and over in the Senate, we'll get together in conference in between and we'll work out a fix. You know, if they really wanted to do that, they could do it in less than a week. Oh my gosh. What can be the desired end results that would cost Americans so much and still be worthy to continue this madness without just getting together and getting it fixed? Why would they not just turn their backs on the success by this president putting definite tariffs on Mexico if they continue to ignore international immigration laws, but then laugh at his doing so while denigrating his intentions in taking such action and then maintaining he did so for personal reasons? They think he never does anything for you and me, and by the way, for them. Everything he does, they say, is for him. And last but certainly not least, why do they think so little of everyday Americans, acting like all Americans are too dumb to understand exactly what those Democrats are doing? You want the answer? It's very simple. Nancy, Chuck, Hillary, Barack, Uncle Joe, Mayor Pete, Kamala Harris, Beto O'Rourke, Kirsten Gillibrand, and every other Democrat of prominence today don't care about the opinions of Americans. They don't care about what is best for at-large Americans and their specific needs. They don't care that Americans in a huge majority have labeled illegal immigration as the number one problem in America today and the one they want our elected officials to solve the most. How desperately do they despise Americans? Think about it. Hillary, when she thought nobody was listening, called Trump supporters, which are comprised of middle Americans, deplorables. And most Democrats feel that Trump supporters are uneducated, low-income people, and more importantly, unsophisticated, and are therefore incapable of understanding what's best for them, for their families, and for the United States. And of course, Democrats do know what's best for Trump supporters and everyone else on earth. If you don't think they know, just ask one. They'll tell you. Meanwhile, Democrats are consumed with two things and two things only. Indictments of pretty much everybody in the Trump administration and the impeachment of the president, of course. Nothing else matters, especially not you or me. Think about this. The victory on the Mexico tariff negotiations happened last Friday after the market closed. By the time you read this, probably the market will just about to be open in the U.S., or it may already be open, but I'll predict something. Everybody was scared. The financial markets were scared that the tariffs and what they might do to the U.S. economy. Nobody knew for sure. So even though the market was a great market for the United States last week, it wasn't as good as it could have been. With the news about the tariffs not going into effect, you can bet this. Monday, the stock market will soar. Of course, Democrats are going to say the wealthy are going to get wealthier, that Trump did this so his buddies on Wall Street could make a lot of money when the markets opened up. Folks, that's a lie that they perpetuate over and over and over again. Yeah, the stock market is going to rise, and yeah, there will be a lot of people that make a lot of money. But those people are not just the wealthy. Do you know that most of the stocks that are owned and traded on Wall Street are traded, invested by pensions, companies that manage 401ks, simple IRAs, and investment, retirement programs for people like you and me? Now, wealthy people, they may make more money than you or I when the stock market goes up like that. But you know why? It's because they've got more money invested than you or I do. When a stock that they have ownership in, that you also have a share of stock in that same company, when their value goes up a dollar, guess what? Yours goes up a dollar too. Democrats think you're too stupid to understand that. When the market goes up, it's good for you. And by the way, Chuck and Nancy make a lot of money when the market goes up. And I bet you they've got a lot more money in the market than you or I do. Folks, this is just insanity, and it's illustrated every day. It amazes me that they really are in a box. You know what kind of box Nancy and Chuck are in? This is how we came up with the title today. They do live in a box, and I think they spend a lot of time in that box together. You know what that box is made of? Not cardboard, not plywood. It's made of mirrors. When they're in there, who do they see? They see Chuck and Nancy. When they look up, they see Chuck and Nancy. When they look down, they see Chuck and Nancy. They can't see anybody but themselves. And you know what? Who do you care for? It's the people you see, the people that are in a box with you. And so they're in their box. They see them. They don't see us. We're left out. That's just a good way of explaining what's going on up there. The insanity in Washington, D.C. Hey, we'll be back tomorrow. There's a lot of good stuff going to happen this week. We're researching truth for you, and we'll bring it all to you as we see it. We'll tell you when it's opinion. We'll tell you when we know it's fact, and we'll give you evidence that proves it's factual. That's what you get here at Truth News Network. Until we meet again, so long, everybody.
So busy you don't have time for today's news on TV or newspaper?
Never fear.
TNN has your answer. Download TNN Podcast to your phone.
Catch up with the latest news
during your busy day.
The Truth News Network. TNN, truthnewsnet.org.